Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Allegedly, baby oil is the thing for Diddy. We've already seen a big red flag with the 1,000 bottles allegedly purchased from Costco and the feds going, what the hell are you doing with 1,000 bottles of baby oil? Well, we might know. Drugging it. Because that's apparently what he's good at. It's not just the vodka anymore. Joining me to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast, Defense Diaries. Go press subscribe on that as soon as you're done listening here and the YouTube channel as well. Baby oil being used to drug people. I haven't heard this one before, but I've heard of like topicals, you know, typically for like, you know, massages, relaxation, laced with like, you know, CBD or THC or something of that nature. This is a new one.
It definitely is, you know, and it's kind of that missing piece, though, isn't it? It kind of gives you a better understanding of why he had amassed so much of it kind of at one time, kind of like hoarding it, because obviously they were prepping it. They were prepping it so that he had just kind of this war chest of this just insanely diabolical way to drug his victims, man. It's like, as soon as I, like, when you kind of read, like, sent me the show notes, I was like, well, like, how quickly does that get in the bloodstream? You know, like through skin. And I guess probably not as fast as oral, you know, like orally or ingesting it or, you know, or obviously injecting it, but clearly it works, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, dude, it's this guy. I mean, the more that we hear, the more terrifying of a figure he becomes, really.
It does. And it's starting to make me wonder, because you put it into context more, you know, obviously we've heard accusations about drinks being, you know, spiked and all of that. But this is different. And also, I mean, you can, I guess, dose it. You know, you can dose a drink. I'm not saying anybody was purposely trying to dose themselves on any sort of date rape drug, other than Diddy putting it in there, allegedly. But, when you're putting on a topical or something like that, you don't really have a lot of control on the dosing. I mean, so you could put a lot on you. And if they're using a lot of baby oil, I'm thinking you could really get fucked up really quick and not even necessarily know it. And that's what I'm wondering about with all the individuals involved in these accusations. Not just, obviously, the victims that we're talking about here, but I'm starting to wonder a little bit about, too, those that are accused. How drugged up were they, unbeknownst to their own knowledge, and then they ended up participating in these sort of things? I'm not trying to make an excuse or a road out for anybody who was doing horrible behavior, but it does start to make you wonder a little bit, were they even aware that they were being drugged and then in these situations?
Yeah, and I mean, we can be assured that when those folks start getting indicted, which they will, I mean, we know when there's the word RICO's thrown out there, that means inevitably more people are going to be drawn into this thing.
Yeah.
You need multiple people in order to have RICO. So it's never just going to be Diddy. But yeah, the question becomes, is that going to be something that the defense is going to use in terms of trying to defend these people, saying, look, this wasn't voluntary on their part. They were unwittingly being dosed themselves. They weren't, you know, in their proper mindset. You know, they didn't really have control over their actions. You know, and again, it kind of goes to that question of dosing, because that's a great point. You know, when you're slathering this lotion on, you know, how much is that affecting you? You know, I mean, was this a perfected system wherein they knew how much they were putting in, injecting in each bottle? You know, but still, even then, you know, how much is that person putting on? Are they covering their body in it unwittingly, not having any idea that they're basically creating a situation where they're making themselves subject to being a victim without any knowledge whatsoever?
Yeah.
you know, and the question becomes, in terms of the offenders, whether or not that'll be a viable defense. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always going to boil down to foreseeability, knowledge, things of that nature.
Yeah.
And then it's going to obviously get into kind of the scientific realm in terms of, you know, even if you're incapacitated or you're not in your right mind, are you still able to know right from wrong? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be really interesting, man, to see how this thing shakes out. This story is so huge.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's beyond.
And so far reaching, man. It's gonna blow people's minds. I mean, it is mind-blowing as it is now. It's only going to get bigger.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.